VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgium's maximum security alert extended for the week. Belgian authorities are maintaining a maximum alert in Brussels this week to prevent a Paris-style attack and allowing police to search for terrorist suspects. More than 20 have been apprehended over the past 2 days. Charles Michel is the Prime Minister.
Nous souhaitons tout mettre en œuvre pour pouvoir retrouver progressivement le.
He says he hopes life can get back to normal gradually with schools, and the city's metro system expected to reopen to the public on Wednesday. Belgium has also requested help from Morocco in tracking a key suspect in the November 13 Paris massacres, Salah Abdeslam, who has avoided arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after those attacks. And late Monday, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The United States has imposed sanctions on 4 current and former Burundian officials it says have contributed to ongoing turmoil. They include the Minister of Public Security, Deputy National Police Director, a former intelligence chief, and a former Minister of Defense. The order freezes any assets the men have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. Meanwhile, Reuters reports armed vigilantes with armed automatic rifles are patrolling their neighborhoods plagued by violence. This man who claims to be a group leader says this is not a rebel movement, but people wanting to protect their communities from the violence that has plagued the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention in April to seek a third term. Meanwhile, Burundian officials have suspended 10 non-governmental organizations they say have been opposed to the president's moves to stay in office. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is a united front against the